This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 175. For Tuesday, December 8th, I'm Marlo Glass. Ice futures canola contracts were weaker on Tuesday morning, pulled down by losses in comparable vegetable oils. The January canola contract is down 10.10 at $581.50 per ton. The March contract is down $8.50 at $577.20 per ton. Chicago soybean contracts were lower in overnight trade due to improving growing conditions in key soybean growing regions of South America. Nearby soy oil contracts were down by about 0.75 cents in early morning trade. Continued strength in the Canadian dollar was another limiting factor for canola, as the loonie was over 78 U.S. cents this morning. Benchmark crude oil prices were weaker on Tuesday morning due to lower demand caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. However, declines were tempered by news that mass vaccinations will soon begin. The Chicago soy complex was weaker this morning. Recent export strength limited losses, as today's export inspections came in at nearly 2.3 million tons. Rains have favored northern growing areas of Brazil this week, but Argentina is forecasted to remain mostly dry. South American crop consultant Dr. Cardonier left his Brazilian and Argentine soybean crop estimates unchanged at 130 million tons and 49 million tons, respectively. Some oilseed crushers in Argentina began striking last week as the workers seek pandemic bonus payments. Analysts estimate that the WASDE report later this week will show U.S. ending stocks at 168 million bushels, down from 190 in the November report. The January soybean contract is down 11 cents at $11.47 per bushel. January soy oil is down by about 0.75 cents at 37.4 U.S. cents per pound. January soy meal is down 4.30 at $378 per hundredweight. Corn futures were also weaker today. Dr. Cardonier also left his Brazilian and Argentine corn crop estimates unchanged at 104 million tons and 48 million tons, respectively. The average estimate for U.S. ending stocks in the WASDE report is 1.69 billion bushels versus the USDA's previous figure of 1.7 billion. The French Farm Ministry has lowered its grain maize production estimates to 13.7 million tons last month to 13.5 million tons. The March contract is down by 3.5 cents at 4.20 per bushel. Wheat futures are weaker this morning. Analysts estimate that the USDA will report world wheat ending stocks at 321.1 million tons, up slightly from November's estimates. U.S. ending stocks are expected to drop from November's figure of 877 million bushels to total 874 million. Chicago December is down by 5 cents at 572. Kansas City March is down 5 cents at 540. And Minneapolis spring wheat is down 2 cents in the March contract at 546. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, December 8th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.